Let's go. Welcome into the Friday installment of the Auburn Daily Show. I'm Harrison Tarr, joined today by Dylan Lark.
Oh, yeah.
The birthday boy. Happy 23rd. Dylan, how are you today, my man?
I'm doing just fine. The Carolina Panthers drafted Bryce Young, number one overall yesterday. So a good little birthday present from the Carolina Panthers,
right,
a program
on
that I want to support so much.
I'm so glad today didn't take Will Levis. I think you would no longer be in sports anymore. I think you would have gave up on all of it.
I retired, yes.
Let's talk football, but let's talk Auburn football. And I'm going to let you cook, Dylan. For those of you listening at home, I promise I'm not sick. I went to the Hawks game last night. And it should have been Hawks in 7. It's now Hawks in 9. Trust me. We're going to extend the series for fun. My voice is completely gone, but I'm going to let Dylan cook. Dylan, the first serious candidate that is actually turning some heads quarterback wise has entered the portal out of Nebraska. Talk to me a little bit about former Texas now former Nebraska quarterback Casey Thompson and how he could fit, if you think he could fit, within the Auburn Hugh Freeze program.
Yeah, so I look at it from the fact that he is the best quarterback in the portal and probably the best quarterback to have entered the portal since the start of this period. And I know a lot of people might have said Tyler Buechner was, but believe me, if you watch Buechner's tape, he's not him. He's just not. But Casey Thompson is an interesting story because he was a Texas quarterback, transferred to Nebraska, and he won the starting job. And the first week of last year, the first drive of last year, he was the Heisman favorite for all of 5 minutes.
That's right.
Because that's just what happens when Scott Frost leading Nebraska. But Casey Thompson, I think, has the potential to start right away at Auburn. And I don't, if you know me, I don't say that a lot about these transfer guys. There's not been a transfer quarterback that I've looked at and immediately said, that's a starter at Auburn. And Casey Thompson gives you that. Last season, threw 17 touchdowns, 10 interceptions. But again, Nebraska wasn't good. He just wasn't good whatsoever. And Casey Thompson, I think, runs the exact same offense that Phillip Montgomery and Hugh Freeze want to run. He's a dual threat guy with a cannon of an arm. And if you give him the summer, really, to get acquainted with the team and the scheme, I think he could give Auburn a few extra wins on that schedule.
I don't disagree at all, Dylan. And also, here's just a fun little tidbit for you. Last time, Casey Thompson's from Oklahoma, right? Yeah, he's a Oklahoma kid. But his first school was in Texas. One time Auburn had a transfer quarterback that came from a Texas school. I'm just saying, just throwing out some fun little mojo for you. I'll leave it at that. I agree. I think Casey Thompson is one of the few candidates that I feel comfortable saying this guy could come in and win the starting job. And I think he's kind of more balanced than anything we have in this room right now, or that Auburn has this room rather. So we'll see how that pans out. If there's mutual traction there, I think there probably will be. I think there will be serious interest, at least in the Auburn camp. I don't know how serious Casey Thompson camp is, but we saw him get presumptively beat out by Jeff Sims this spring, and Jeff Sims is him. So I wouldn't.
That's what happens whenever you get a transfer quarterback. You're kind of more lenient to start that guy, and it's Matt Rhule. Their sources say that he doesn't know the best. I just have the best ideas when it comes to quarterbacks for the past two seasons when he was in the NFL. If you, but
you okay,
yeah, I just got a little frog stuck in my throat talking about Matt Rhule. It hurts to talk about him, really.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, I'm going to look at it as 2021 season, his last year at Texas, whenever he saved the job. Or I forget, the quarterbacks of Texas are just a rotating door of overrated guys, but I think Casey Thompson really stepped in and found his own in that last season at Texas, and then it went to Nebraska, and then Scott Frost just doesn't know what to do with a good player when he's got one. I think that people were just disrespecting Robbie Ashford a lot, but I think Casey Thompson does give Auburn a few arrows pointed in their way when it comes to a couple of games this season. Maybe not Georgia or LSU right now, but a couple other games that I'm not going to mention right now, Auburn might have a leeway at quarterback if Casey Thompson were to come.
That's right. I don't disagree, Dylan. Let's keep talking Auburn football. Let's talk about some guys that are about to take their career to the next level. Round one of the NFL draft was pretty quiet for Auburn Tigers. And by quiet, I mean silent. And that's kind of how we expect it. But there are some guys that we expect to go today, Dylan, or that could go today. Let's walk it through. Walk me through where your head's at right now and what you think. Based on the guys that we think could go round two, your Derek Halls, for sure.
Yeah.
Derek Hall will be gone today. He will be in an NFL organization. Talk me through where these Auburn talents may wind up landing today, whether that be zone, like the range of picks or specific teams that you'd like to see them taken to this point?
Yeah, at this point, I think that we could see Derek Hall go either late round two or early round three. And I was kind of there was a lot of edge rushers taken during the first round of the draft. And if you watch that draft, it was crazy. The first 10 picks were just wild, especially with the Texans. But yeah, I think Derek Hall, we're going to see him taking the day for sure. I think it'd be a wild thing if Derek Hall got pushed to day three. Derek Hall is getting drafted today, and I would also say on Papo and Colby Wood might be getting drafted today. And I would say Tank Bigsby, but he might go round four.
Tank could also go in the third round.
He could also go, yes. Auburn could have three or four players get drafted today. And I, the only one I'm for sure of saying is Derek Hall. But when you look at it from a player standpoint, Owen Papo is talented enough. He's got the potential enough to where any player, any team's going to be really happy wherever they draft him. Just because it's like, if we can mold him, we have a linebacker with 4.32 speed. And that's something the teams are going to love. And I think after you get to, so Colby Wooden, Owen Papo, Tank Bigsby, and Derek Hall, you don't know when the other guys are going to get drafted. Those might be the only four that get drafted, and they might all go today. You don't know.
If you had to take an educated guess, and I'll follow yours up with mine. If you had to go in order and on an educated guess on which the order of these four guys that you mentioned, Derek Hall, Colby Wooden, Owen Papo, and Tank Bigsby, what's the order that those guys are going off the board?
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and assume it's a unanimous D-Hall one. All right, and then two, I think with the recent surgence of the mock drafts I've seen, I think Owen Papo is going to be the second Tiger off the board, then Colby Wooden, and then Tank Bigsby.
Do you have any specific landing spots? I've got a couple. I'll give you my list real quick, and then I've got a couple of landing spots. Mine actually kind of sounds exactly the same. I'm kind of with you. D-Hall, OP, Colby Wooden, and then your boy Tank Bigsby.
Yeah.
Not your boy the Tank, your boy Tank Bigsby. There's a key difference there.
A source to say I might have had my nickname first. Yeah.
Legend has it. I don't think that's true at all, but legend will have it that way.
But
interesting, I guess, mocks to this point, these evaluated or I guess reevaluated and revamped mocks going into today with like Owen Papo going to the Falcons and Derek Hall winding up with the Saints. I'm sure you don't, but where's your head at there about best fit for these guys? Because I think it's kind of wide open now.
Yeah, it's completely wide open because at this point you're starting to get a lot of these teams that are ready for playoffs already are just getting depth at this point. And Derek Hall could make a lot of teams happy in the depth position. I mean, I thought the Chiefs might have been prime opportunity to take Derek Hall with that 31st pick. And I think OP, I think the Falcons would probably be a really good landing spot for him. But also I could also see where like the Seahawks, the Niners, same thing with D-Hall. I think that a team that really desperately needs an edge rusher, like the Buffalo Bills, could use an edge rusher right behind Von Miller just to make sure you're progressing his career along a little bit longer by giving him someone who can come in for him and probably give the same production as him given the coaching.
Sure.
And I think Bigsby's also an interesting thing as well because I also think the Buffalo Bills could take him because they need a running back. They've desperately missed out on a lot of running backs throughout the years because they're so pass heavy that the running backs don't really matter. James Cook last season, James Cook, not Dalvin Cook. He didn't really work out very well for the Buffalo Bills. And maybe Tank Bigsby could offer what James Cook couldn't. And there are very few running backs on the Bills right now that you can desperately say are like top of that division. I think Tank Bigsby gives them that. Tank is not going to be better than Breece Hall. That's a fact. But there's a chance that the Bills' offense is in desperate need of a running threat that they haven't had since Josh Allen's resurgence as a top quarterback in the league.
And a guy that could be a true power runner.
Oh, for sure. And again, I am praying that Derek Hall does not go to the Saints because I got to be honest, he'll be the most likable guy on that team by far. And there's no question on that whatsoever. If I'm saying that, you already know I'm a Carolina Panthers fan. I do not like the Saints whatsoever. But you know what? I think Derek Hall would look very good in that process blue and black.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
I think going from a big cat to another big cat would be a very good move for him. Carolina Panthers, hi. Get Derek Hall, please. I'm getting his jersey if he goes to the Carolina Panthers. That's just a statement of fact.
I'm well aware. I do think Derek Hall fits in New Orleans. I think that despite what you're turning your nose up and you're going to say no just because you hate him, I think that the Saints actually would be a great landing spot for Derek Hall and wind up being an impact opportunity. All that to say, Dylan, we're going to keep it moving before you have a stroke on live air because we're mentioning the Saints. And I want to take a second to tell everybody about our friends over at Prize Picks. See if I can do an ad read with a dead voice. We'll find out together. This season, Auburn Daily has partnered with Prize Picks to bring some fun and variety to the picks in 2023. Prize Picks is a free app that allows you to choose any 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 players from any sport in your wagers, predict the over or under for the next game, and win big prizes if they do well. They've got flex options where you can still get paid on winning only 3 of 5 or 2 of 3, which is great for terrible gamblers such as myself. And you can have multiple sports in the same parlay. Best of all, use promo code Auburn, that's AUBURN, to receive double on your first deposit up to $100. That's promo code Auburn, AUBURN, for double your first deposit. This professional baseball season, NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, whatever you're really feeling, win some money with Prize Picks and the Auburn Daily. Use promo code Auburn, AUBURN, for double your first deposit up to $100. Dylan, it's time for my favorite part of the week. This is my favorite part of the Auburn Daily Show every week. The what's up in Auburn sports this weekend. It's my favorite part of the Friday show. We get to talk about what's about to happen. That way we don't have to beat our heads into the wall talking about some unfortunate events that may or may not have happened to Auburn baseball earlier in the week. That's neither here nor there. Auburn baseball, we'll start there. Heading to Columbia, South Carolina. Oddly enough, so is Auburn softball, but we're going to get there in a second. Just like how peculiar is that scheduling? That never happens in college athletics. But heading to Columbia, South Carolina to take on the number 2 team in the land. And Dylan, they've got a gauntlet coming down the stretch. How important is it? And we've been talking about this on the College Loop. Sell yourself for a Friday night win and take 1 of 3. How important is it for Auburn to at least get out of here without a sweep?
I mean, it's very important because you think about it. They got, 3 more wins to get before Huntsville's a lock?
2 to 3.
And, I mean – you're gonna be struggling to get one or two of those the next couple of weeks, and you said it right. Get Tommy Vail, sell his soul to the devil so he can get a Friday night win, because Tommy Vail is gonna be the only is gonna be the player Auburn is gonna be very much like hoping for a good game out of, because again, like we all talk about, the batting is there, right? And last game, it probably was just a misnomer. It just happens where the batting got a little slow, but also we're not helped by the bullpen whatsoever. And you go into this weekend with the fact that you know Tommy Vail is Tommy Vail, and he's been the hot hand out of that entire pitching rotation, out of the pitchers in general. It's been Tommy Vail and nothing else, really. There's been a couple of, like, decent performances thrown in there, but nothing consistent enough to be, like, stoked about knowing that that guy's going to be on the mound very soon.
Sure.
You're just hoping that Tommy Vail does what Tommy Vail is known for. You get a win, and then you just kind of forfeit the next 2 games.
Everything else is gravy, right? Everything after that's gravy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Especially if you can just get 1 win against the number 2 and number 1 teams in the country.
Yeah, this stretch is tough for Auburn baseball. For those of you who have not been following along as closely as some of us have been, just because it has been a brutal stretch. Auburn's been up and down, up and down. This has been the definition of a roller coaster ride of a season to this point. Like Dylan said, I think that if you can sell out and just try your best to win on Friday night behind the arm of Tommy Vail, and throw, don't let guys out of the bullpen get too deep and get too big of a mess. Just go throw new arms. I think you can empty the bullpen tonight, Dylan, and kind of just lay it all out there. As long as the bats aren't completely asleep, which has really in large not been a problem, lay it all out there, empty the bullpen, and sell out for a Friday night win. If you can snag that one and you wind up grabbing someone on Saturday or on Sunday, awesome. If you can get out of Friday and just go and dodge that sweep, you're in great shape going into a home series against LSU next weekend. And that's another one of those. We'll probably say a lot of the same on next Friday's show. On the other side of the diamond, Auburn softball taking a different approach here. South Carolina, not a very good softball team this year. Don't get me wrong. When I say not very good, every single team in the SEC is good. Every single team in the SEC is good at softball. That is how this conference works. But South Carolina, bottom four in the conference. Auburn, top four in the conference, which means there's a significant middle ground in which they are separated by. Auburn needs to win this one at home, and they need to go and keep building this one on the road for nothing else other than just your RPI, but also to continue closing that gap and securing yourself at a potential top three seed in the SEC tournament. How do they get that job done in Columbia, Dylan? And how important is it for them to, if not sweep, at least grab two of three against an SEC opponent on the road?
Well, it starts with one girl in particular. It's going to be the girl pitching for Friday and Sunday, which is Maddie Pinta.
The Pentagon,
who has been one of the top pitchers in the country over the past few weeks, especially. I mean, she was one to begin with, but these past few series, she's just been lights out. And it starts with her. And then shortly after, it comes with the bats that have been, what's the word, inconsistent at times. You have games where they're hitting three or four home runs and they're putting up 7, 8, 9 runs in a game. And then you also have games where it's a pitching duel and it's like 2-1 just because no one's hitting the ball. I think those are the two things that Auburn needs to be perfect this weekend, just to help the RPI and hopefully put them over Alabama, because for some reason the rankings didn't. That baffles me still. It's blasphemy, really. It's blasphemy.
You're on the road and you don't get ranked higher than them? Okay.
Exactly. It makes no sense. But yeah, I mean, Maddie Pinta, I say it's the important factor, but I think she's probably the most consistent player in Auburn sports history, because she's been consistently good throughout her entirety of her career.
To this point,
at least.
And there's another chapter of that still yet to be written. And to kind of expand on your point about the offense, I think that for those of you kind of curious, when Dylan said, you know, make sure that the offensive production is where it needs to be, you're probably like, yeah, no kidding, Dylan. They need to hit the ball to win the game. What I'm going to expand on that point, Dylan, what you mean there, and I'm going to go and assume, because I think we talk about this a lot. Consistency 1-9.
Yeah.
You can't have just the top half of your order or the bottom half of your order performing, which is odd because usually that's not the way that works. But sometimes it's the bottom 4 or 5, and sometimes it's the top 4 or 5. And it's never that little middle ground wheelhouse area that you're looking for. You need consistency 1-9 throughout the weekend. If everyone can, you know, hit 250 plus, you're in great shape over the course of the weekend. And don't be afraid to draw a walk and make your opponent get into their bullpen, because a team like South Carolina, when you're struggling with a pitching staff, does not have the arms that can compete with an Auburn. If it's a close game, I mean, I would throw Maddie Pinta against anyone in the country. I would throw Shelby Lowe against anyone in the country. When she's on, she is on. And Annabelle Weidra, I mean, she's just incredible. I mean, her progression throughout the course of this year has been truly remarkable. So very, very busy weekend, not on the plains once again, but away from the plains for Auburn Diamond Sports. And obviously Cruton is continuing to pick up as that portal window closes. We'll have a lot more of an idea of the mad scramble that everyone's trying to find a new home. All that to be said, Dylan, that is all we've got today for the Friday installment of the Auburn Daily Show. I am Harrison Tarr at By Harrison Tarr on the Bird app. If you want to check out more of my written work, you can find me on The Auburn Daily, theauburndaily.com, or my podcasting work available over at The College Loop, which is available every all of your streaming platforms. Dylan will tell you all about it. I'm sure he will. And make sure you're subscribed to The Auburn Daily, both on YouTube. If you're watching the YouTube version, like, subscribe, ring the bell. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all of those, all that jazz, all at The Auburn Daily, no gimmicks. Dylan, tell everybody where they can find you, love you, support you, and then let's get out of here, my man.
All right. Sorry, I got a cough. So I've tried to do this before I cough. All right. So follow me on Twitter, at Your Boy The Tank on Twitter. If you're watching, it's just right there. If you're listening, it's at YABOY The Tank. Also, catch me on the Auburn Daily Show every Monday with Lance Dott and Wednesdays with Harrison Tarr and any other days where he needs an extra co-host. And also catch me on the College Loop podcast every Tuesday, Thursday, and Sunday, where we talk all things Auburn sports all the time. And you can follow us literally everywhere. Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, the works. No MySpace, though. That's sad. But yeah, it's at The College Loop.
All right. Well, that's all we got for the Friday installment. I'm sorry. I forget when you look away, you're actually looking at your camera because you're a little different angle. That's all we got for the Auburn Daily Show today. Happy birthday to Tank. Thank you guys so much for listening and joining us on this wonderful Friday afternoon. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Make sure to tune in to Auburn Diamond Sports. Tweet at us. Let us know your thoughts. If you're angry, great. If you're happy, great. If you have memes, send them our way. All that being said, we will see you guys on Monday on the Monday show. Dylan will be there. He's super pumped and excited to see you guys. You guys can see his smiling face once again. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, guys. That's all for the Auburn Daily Show.